on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. And Mike, thanks so much for the time as always. You know, I know this season is far from over for you guys, but you're coming off that win in the Bronx. You're Liberty League champs. The program's unbeaten for the first time in 36 years. There are a lot of different components to football that would allow that sort of success. But what is the one key driving force behind all of this? The one underlying factor that has led this program to where it is right now?
Hey, thanks for having me, Nick. Our guys' willingness to show up with a positive attitude to work every day and making it about this day, not about what's about to come down the pipeline, not looking ahead. You know, it could be very easy to, you know, especially beginning of the season, to look ahead to those three big games down the stretch, and our ability to stay focused and have our blinders on this week and this practice, and doing it with enthusiasm, I think really was a big part of us being able to take it game by game.
Let's go back to Saturday for a couple of minutes. And when I spoke with AJ Wingfield last week up there, I asked him, how do you enjoy the moment of the game and embrace the spectacle of Cortica in the Bronx, but not let the moment get too big where it could affect the team? And now that you've had a few days to reflect on the game, how do you feel like your guys handled it and maybe even used it to their advantage to make big plays on the big stage?
For sure. I think we spoke about it as a team leading up to the game about that moment that you speak of. Mm-hmm. And our strategy was to lean into the moment as hard as we possibly could in pregame warmups and when we took the field and before kickoff, and just talked about embracing that feeling that will be going through your body and through your mind. And then, you know, just recognizing the team that is able to click in and focus on the task at hand the fastest would be the one that starts the fastest. So our ability to do that and execute what we talked about all week really led to a successful game plan.
Coach Terp, Mike Terper with us here on BTL, head coach of the Ithaca College football team. Of course, on Saturday, winning Cortica. Liberty League champs, 10-0, unbeaten regular season for the first time in 36 years for the Bombers as they get ready for their first round game in NCAAs coming up on Saturday. Another thing about last week when you and I spoke, you said from a defensive standpoint, Cortland's going to make you defend horizontally and vertically. I'd say mission accomplished, at least from our perspective. And from an offensive standpoint, you said that you guys had to be balanced and multiple and really keep them off guard. And again, I'd say mission accomplished there too. So what'd you see, especially looking through all of this through a much different lens as the head coach, or maybe something that you wish you saw more of from your guys?
I wish we were able to tackle Zach Boyes on some of those third and fourth downs. But other than that, you're right, Nick. I think we were able to go out and we had clarity in our game plan. That was the first thing we talked about. And then we built our confidence in that game plan with our preparation throughout the week. And then we believed in the game plan, even when things got tight, you know, when they started making their comeback in the second half, we just continued to believe in it from a coaching perspective and what we were calling, and then a player's perspective to understand what those calls meant and how to execute those game plans within the scheme. So it was really impressive just as a collective unit from a coaching staff and players perspective to be able to do what we said we were going to do across the board. So it was just very impressive, and just our guys' ability to have that clarity, confidence, belief for four quarters really led to having a great day and a great celebration for the Bomber faithful.
Can you put it into words what it's like to see some moments out there on the field where the guys really rise to the occasion? You know, we've seen it all season long from your guys, but it felt even bigger here on really what felt like a national stage. You know, Matt DeSimplicis with the interception in the end zone to wrap up the first half, and then Anthony Diadetta with that massive kickoff return to begin the second half, and then you and I were talking about, you know, Julian DeMaga's highlight reel catch. It was insane. So in some ways, you can't really coach some of that stuff. So what is it about these guys rising to the challenge in the situation game in and game out?
For sure. I think I could sit in the phone line with you and talk for an hour about all the little tiny things that occurred throughout the year that led to these big plays from these big moments. But I think the one that everybody talks about is Julian's catch that you saw on SportsCenter Top 10. And what I will say about Julian is that he the ball found him a lot in the beginning of the year, and he made some outstanding plays for us. And then we went on a stretch here where the ball just didn't find him, but it didn't change the way that he came out to practice. He's always got a smile on his face. He's always trying to get better. He doesn't care where the ball goes or who gets the credit. He's going to do his best blocking on the perimeter if that's his role that week. And then for the ball to find him in the biggest moment, it was special to see. And there's so many guys that are just like that, who don't care who gets the credit. And then, you know, when that moment arises, they're ready. So it's so special as a coach when you have a team that's selfless like we are, just to see those guys have the success in big time moments.
Ithaca College football head coach Mike Turper with us here on Between the Lines. The Bombers unbeaten, finished the regular season with a 10-0 mark, their best mark in 36 years. Obviously, NCAA startup on Saturday up at Butterfield Stadium against UMass Dartmouth, and we'll talk about that in a second. But one more question about Cortica, because I'm wondering, besides the win and getting the victory and being able to celebrate, what was one moment from last Saturday that's really going to stick with you?
I'll give you a quick two, okay? And I think the first one was on Friday, and we saw the flags on top of the stadium, the detail that the Yankees put into making this look so official for the Cortica Jug, I thought was impressive, and they just did such a great job the whole way through, supporting us and supporting Cortland. And then, without a doubt, listen, Mikey Rumus and I went to Yankee Stadium in May with the other captains, and we did a photo shoot, whatever, and then we brought our gloves because we're like, hey, we're going to do a photo shoot. I'm going to have a catch in Yankee Stadium. Yeah. And then the people there, the Yankees, were like, no, you can't go on the field. They're in the middle of the season. I get it. So we thought that moment said, listen, we're bringing our gloves in November, no matter what. We didn't tell anybody else, and we brought our gloves. And the first thing we did when we got off that bus is run out to that field, and we had a catch for about 5-6 minutes. And it was one of the coolest things that him and I were able to share. And that was just cool for me as a baseball fan growing up, being able to have a catch in pregame warmups on Yankee Stadium, that was just really neat.
That's incredible. I've got goosebumps for you, for both of you. That's incredible. That's so, so cool. Man, that's as good as it gets. How special is that? Let's chat a little bit more shop here. You know, one thing I do want to mention, you know, the Liberty League just announced league awards here a little while ago, and you guys practically swept every category, and you and your coaches were named Staff of the Year. And like I said a little bit earlier, you know, still more football to be played, and this maybe isn't much time for reflection per se, but how rewarding is it to have this kind of first year as the head man over there on the South Hill?
Yeah, I joke with a lot of people saying this is probably about it for me. hang up the whistle after this is all done. No, but we got so much more work to do. And our guys, it's operation right now. Keep the team together. That's what it is. Operation, keep the team together. How many more weeks can we be together? Because once it's over, this group will never be together again until we get that 10-year reunion of the first Liberty League championship. But those awards are great. They're team awards. Our guys know it. AJ knows it. Baja knows it. Matty D knows it. They think it's nice, it's cool, you know, it'll be nice for their families to celebrate that, but they understand that without the guys around them, those awards are not possible. And for me, I know without the hard work of our assistant coaches, without the hard work of our administration, without everybody in this program buying in to one common cause, you know, none of those awards are possible. So they're nice, and we're appreciative of them, and we think some of those offensive linemen got a, you know, get a raw deal, but it is what it is, but we're moving on to Saturday.
And let's talk a little bit about Saturday. Obviously, hosting UMass Dartmouth at noon up there at Butterfield, and, you know, looking at the numbers and everything, they're no slouch getting the AQ out of the MASCAC. You know, this is another complete-looking team, it seems like. You know, they score a ton of points. They put up a lot of yards through the air and on the ground, and defensively they're having a decent season too. So what have you seen on film early on with these guys that are going to be coming up to the South Hill?
They're a very talented group. They have some supreme athletes on the perimeter, both as the receivers and in the secondary. Their quarterback is as smooth as it gets. He's one of the better ball throwers that we've seen this season, if not maybe the most talented. And they have a receiver right now that's leading the nation in receiving yards per game. So we have our hands full for sure in this first round game. And we got to get past that Cortica Jug, you know, as quickly as we possibly can and get back to work. You know, we're going to practice here in a couple hours, and we're excited to get to that. So this is going to be a tough game for us, and we're going to need some people behind us to get Butterfield Stadium rocking for the first playoff game there since 2013.
And that's something that's so, so big, and that's something I will 100% fully endorse here on the ESPN Ithaca airwaves. If you're a student, if you're a community member, if you're somebody who loves football, check out the Bombers play on Saturday. You've got one of the best teams in the entire country playing in the first round of NCAAs, and I'm sure you absolutely want to see Butterfield Stadium filled with fans for that first round game.
Absolutely. I think it's so important because our students are going home for Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
I would love for some of them to stick around and maybe leave Saturday after the game. I think that would be the first message to get our student body to the game. But also the community of Ithaca and Tompkins County, I would love to have as many people up as possible. Like, it's going to be a little chilly, but it's playoff football. Does anything get better than playoff football on a Saturday in the South Hill? $10 tickets. It might be cheaper for kids. I'm not sure, but bring the high school students, bring the high school football teams, bring your friends and family. Come on up on Saturday. The sun's going to be out, and it's going to be a heck of a football game. And we would love to get as many people from Ithaca and Tompkins County there as possible.
Can't say it any better. And I remember being up there for that 2013 game you alluded to, Framingham State. It's awesome. It's a great atmosphere when the Bombers are in the playoffs, and even sweeter to see the Bombers celebrate a win on their home grass. But either way, Terp, thanks so much for the time, man. Congratulations on Cortica. It's been an unbelievable season for you guys. So much to be proud of, but like I've said a couple of times, still lots of work to be done. Go get them on Saturday, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon here, okay?
Thanks so much for having me, Nick, as always.